I shivered, imagining only too clearly what he described. The alley at night, the frightened girl, the dark man behind her. And Edward. Edward as he hunted, terrible and glorious as a young god, unstoppable. Would she have been grateful, that girl, or more frightened than before? But as time went on, I began to see the monster in my eyes. I couldn't escape the debt of so much human life taken, no matter how justified. And I went back to Carlisle and Esme. They welcomed me back like the prodigal. It was more than I deserved. We'd come to a stop in front of the last door in the hall. My room, he informed me, opening it and pulling me through. His room faced south, with a wall-sized window like the great room below. The whole backside of the house must be glass. His view looked down on the winding Soul Duck River, across the untouched forest to the Olympic mountain range. The mountains were much closer than I would have believed. The western wall was completely covered with shelf after shelf of CDs. His room was better stocked than a music store. In the corner was a sophisticated-looking sound system, the kind I was afraid to touch because I'd be sure to break something. There was no bed, only a wide and inviting black leather sofa. The floor was covered with a thick golden carpet, and the walls were hung with heavy fabric in a slightly darker shade.